This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell with you once again. More information about who I am, and if you're just tuning in for the first time, at Jack Stockwell, just like it sounds, jackstockwell.com. Also at theforbiddendoctor.com. I am not the forbidden doctor, I've said on many of these programs with Doug. The Forbidden Doctor is that healing, rebuilding, restructuring, nurturing, loving intelligence deep inside your body that manages the growth of your body. It manages how your body continues to work constantly, whether you're sick or healthy or need rebuilding or repair or healing. It's all being directed by what I refer to as the Forbidden Doctor. And why forbidden? Because the medical industry forbids you to know about this. The medical industry as a whole wants you to believe in drugs for anything and drugs for everything, which is kind of antithetical to the way we work in our clinic. A lot more information about our clinic at jackstockwell.com as well as forbiddendoctor.com. So I try to hit what I consider to be prescient topics as we move through the year, and as we are coming close now to cold and flu season, there's going to be a lot of hype out there about getting your shots for this and your shots for that, when a good, strong, healthy body with a good, strong, healthy immune system doesn't need any shots whatsoever. As we have learned over the last 3 years, the healthiest people were those who were the least affected by this so-called pandemic that the world went through. And one of the things that has a great stunting effect upon your immune response, interestingly enough, is something, well, let me tell you a story. Imagine that you are a space alien and you are doing research on being familiar with the whole solar system, not just the Earth. You're doing a research report for your superiors on what is considered the most potent drugs in the entire solar system. And you've already submitted reports on cocaine and opium and alcohol and nicotine. But as you focus on the planet Earth, there's one more refined substance that just seems to dwarf all the rest. And there are very few places where the substance isn't imported and I would say included with almost everything the inhabitants of this planet, Earth, eat and drink. And it's the first thing they eat in the morning when they get up. It's the last thing they snack on before they go to bed at night. Whether it's a birthday or a wedding celebration or some kind of a reunion, whatever, it is right there in the centerpiece of those celebrations. Overweight people carry around these little plastic receptacles that have these various colorful, drinkable versions of this stuff that they suck through a straw just like their mouth will suck air into the lungs. And although at some level they know it's really killing them, they can't stop it. So you write up this report and you show that not only is this a common ingredient in the diet of these of this species of humans, but the acreage of this planet and all the energy that's dedicated to growing, extracting, refining, exporting this drug rivals all of the criminal compounds such as heroin and opium. It takes about, in one of the studies I read, it takes about 1,000 pounds of water to produce 1 pound of this crude drug from sugarcane. And the days of the heating and the refining that's necessary to produce the very fine little granules of this saleable product is just so time-consuming, you wonder why they even fool with it. And so as you study the history of this planet, you find that this product has been so highly prized that at one time, and in maybe some places still on this planet, it's used as currency for trade. And when you ask, well, what's its flavor? Oh, it's sweet. And in fact, it is so sweet and it's so prevalent, it actually ends up in the presence of lyrics of popular music more than any other drug. And the subject of your report, of course, as you turn it into your planetary superiors, is sugar. And sugar, as many experts have told us, is the ultimate gateway drug. We now have research that shows that exposure to sugar very early in life, even before we can walk, has very lasting effects on the brain that can make us more prone to developing chemical dependencies later on in life. And when these researchers gave young rats a steady supply of chocolate Ensure, and some of you might be using the canned so-called nutritional supplement called Ensure, when they gave these rats a steady supply of chocolate Ensure, they found that the daily consumption altered the enkephalin gene expression. Now, enkephalins, I'm going to tell you about that. If you're just tuning in to the Good Day Health Show this morning, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I'm talking about sugar, obviously, because as we're moving in toward the cold and flu season, sugar is not your friend. Sugar is never your friend. Oh, occasional piece of cake or a pie or a cookie, and by occasional, I mean like maybe once a month, isn't going to be that detrimental. I'm talking about people who can't go 24 hours without dosages of sugar. And the inhibitory effect of sugar upon your immune system is one of the reasons why we have cold and flu season. There's two particular reasons. Number one, the sun is lower in the sky, so you produce less vitamin D. Without vitamin D, your body cannot absorb calcium. Without calcium, it's like going to war without bullets. Calcium is kind of the bullets of your immune system because it empowers the white blood cells to do their job fighting pathogens. So when they did this study on rats with chocolate Ensure, they found out that it altered the enkephalin gene expression. Enkephalins, like endorphins, are hormones that mitigate pain, and they help you to deal with stress, and they help you to deal with the upsetting things that are thrown at these curveballs that are thrown at you all day long from work or home or family or teenagers or whatever else. And when they did the study on these rats, they found out the rats' ability to handle stress. And the study wasn't completely clear how they stressed the rats, but nonetheless they did. Their ability to handle stress was greatly decreased in the presence of this sugar. So in other words, the study rats were programmed to consume these kinds of foods that stimulate their opiate receptors. And sugar acts as a very powerful instructor in the system that tells your children's genes to construct a brain that just happens to have a built-in hankering for drugs. Now, a lot of people are surprised to find out they have opiate receptors in their brain, just as people are surprised to find out they have THC, the problematic part of marijuana. You have THC receptors in your brain. Cannabidiol receptors throughout the entire body. What are they doing there? How can you have opiate receptors in your brain? How can you have THC receptors in your brain if these things are bad for us? Well, it's interesting how the brain deals with, and a little aside here, you are your brain. You aren't your heart. You're not your stomach. You're not your kidneys. You're not your gonads, although some guys act that way. You're not your lungs. You're not your eyeballs. You're your brain. Who and what you are, your loves, your hates, your desires, your happiness, your joy, is centered in the brain. All the rest of the body is kind of a locomotive device to help you to get around, to find the food, to feed the brain. We can replace organs. We can replace the liver. We can replace the heart. We can they're even doing pancreatic stuff now, kidneys, donor kidneys, bone marrow. All kinds of stuff is being developed to a point today in modern medicine. It's just truly miraculous how, in some cases, life can be saved and sustained for decades by somebody else's organs. But we cannot replace the brain, and we can't really replace the nervous system. Oh, there's some nerve transplants thing that are taking place, but not in the brain, because that's where you are. That's where you reside. And just little tiny changes to the brain not just can change your personality, but can change you into a totally different person. Now, part of the defensive mechanism of your central nervous system, the brain and the spinal cord, will create chemical substances in moments of stress, in moments of anger, in moments of loss, of sorrow, that almost instantly will go to areas of the brain that are the pleasure centers of the brain. And your body will actually produce opium-based chemicals or cannabidiol type of chemicals that go to the satisfactory, the pleasure, the satiety areas of the brain to comfort you in moments of loss or distress or worry. And interestingly enough, sugar is the drug that supplies these areas of the brain with the greatest levels of satisfaction. And I'm going to talk about that. We're going to go to a break. As soon as we're back from the break, I'm going to go into that a little bit further as to how the botany of all this kind of stuff, the botany, the biology of how this stuff works. You're listening to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We will be right back after the break.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. Doug will be joining me before too long, but in the meantime, I want to continue with this idea of sugar and its effect on the brain. If you're just tuning in, I am located in Salt Lake City, but immediately at your touch, you can find me at jackstockwell.com as well as forbiddendoctor.com. So, picking up where I left off, sugar, especially when you give it to a child whose brain is still in development. One of the most fascinating classes that I had in school at Palmer College, studying for the profession that I practice as a NUCCA doctor, N-U-C-C-A, was brain, the brain anatomy, brain physiology, neurophysiology, neuroanatomy. I was just so fascinated with the brain. And the instructor who taught the class, Mr. Llewellyn, every year would win Professor of the Year. They finally had to stop the award because it was embarrassing, because he always won it, because of his ability to relate to the students and to give us all these stories. When he would talk about different parts of the brain and how it would function, he would have real-life stories to tell us to lock these things into our understanding. And when he would occasionally get onto the subject of sugar, and he would talk about how a child's brain, it doesn't matter male or female, takes about until they're about 6 years old before that brain is fully wired to the rest of the body, which is why kids can be a little awkward and a little strange in their running or behavior or coordination or anything else till they're about 6 years old. By the time they're eight, it's just not just is the body integrated with all the muscles, but most of the areas of the brain are pretty well connected with the other areas of the brain. So that by the time they're eight, they're responsible for their own actions. But what was interesting was that as a child is born and as they begin to mature, and the thing that makes babies so wobbly and so shaky and so appearing to be terribly uncoordinated is the myelin sheath that runs across the nerves that allows positional and muscle control nerves to fire so quickly. And while these nerves are still firing slowly, that's why they're so wobbly and have a hard time. But as they begin to mature month after month after month, you know, and then they begin to sit up, and then they begin to crawl, and then they begin to reach for things as they try to stand, and then eventually they're walking. The myelin is developing more and more all along the way to allow them to have a coordinated body so that by the time they're, you know, 12 months, 14 months, they're up walking around. And I never gave it a whole lot of thought when I was first introduced to these ideas of neuroanatomy and neurophysiology about this development in a baby. I mean, babies are babies. Of course, they fall down. They're uncoordinated. But as you watch them, as parent, as mama does, dad doesn't seem to be as aware of this as mama is, but mama misses nothing. And as these babies begin to develop stronger and stronger, there's this sense of pride that begins to grow. But while all this development is going on, their diet is absolutely essential to the coordination of the brain to the rest of the body and the development of the areas of the brain that are going to talk to each other. The intuitive areas of the brain, the memory parts of the brain, the language parts, the verbal parts, the optical parts, the hearing parts, all of these things have to be integrated with one another. And I want to talk about the effect of sugar in a child very early in life on the development of these areas of the brain. I'll be right back after the break. Don't go away.
There's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin, who's here to talk about weight loss. What else would she talk about besides weight loss? So is this something that is good for all ages?
We always recommend speaking to a doctor before you start a weight loss regimen for, you know, an underage kid. But I will say that I've known customers, you know, over the years who have taken this, and their kids have taken it, and, you know, and then their moms and dads have taken it. They got the whole family on it, you know. It's collagen protein, so it is natural. It's not going to affect you negatively at all. It doesn't interfere with any medications or anything like that.
There's a Labor Day sale.
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy three, get three, buy four, get four, buy five, get buy 10, get 10. It's like paying half price. The website has the big sale. It's that's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us. Our number is toll free. It's 1-800-325-4366.
And you go to toploss.com to get the deals. Use Doug as a discount code when you check out.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 800 people have been killed after a powerful 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck Morocco last night. Former President Donald Trump's name coming off a golf course in the Bronx that had been the subject of a legal battle with the city of New York following the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Bally's is buying Trump out of his lease, which allows him to operate Trump golf links at Ferry Point. Terms of the deal not immediately clear, but sources say it's well into the millions. Category 3 Hurricane Lee remains hundreds of miles east of the Caribbean early this morning, yet forecasters say that storm's effects may have an impact on the U.S. Atlantic seaboard as early as this weekend, including rip currents and large waves to parts of the U.S. as soon as tomorrow. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. That's 802-341-4541.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
More of Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also forbiddendoctor.com. Before the program's over, I want to suggest a couple of supplements that will definitely help to assuage the addiction to sugar. And they're whole food supplements, and I'll tell you where you can get them. Now, we found out, and I learned this from my neuroanatomy teacher, that if a child is given a dose of heroin, the chemical would trigger this flurry of activity inside the pleasure centers of the brain. Now, I've never tried heroin. I have no intention of ever trying it. But apparently, the very first shot of heroin these unfortunates will use is never duplicated. From what I've learned in research and study on the subject, ever duplicated again with future doses. Apparently, it is something that is beyond description and can only be understood by experiencing it. I highly discourage such an experiment. But the flood of neurotransmitters that go to the pleasure centers of the brain when using these kinds of drugs is the thing that brings the addiction to it, because you're looking to have that repeated, that experience. Well, we know that sugar, especially for a child, not, and of course it's the same thing as we grow older, because we can never give up our addiction to sugar. Whether it's in some kind of fruit juice, or if for a child in pureed pears or some infant formula, results in the very same kinds of responses via the release of these endogenous opiates that are triggered by sweet taste. Now, there's a word exogenous, and there's a word endogenous. Exogenous means from the outside in. Something that has an exogenous effect on you is something that came from outside the body into the body. Endogenous means from the inside of the body. And so your body, literally, in the presence of sugar, will make these opiate forms of chemicals that go to the pleasure center of the brain. And if you regularly give kids, you know, sugar-rich commercial juices or the breakfast cereals in almost any form, or some cookies or candy every day, you're inadvertently playing the role of enabler. Just like kids that get together and share a needle, or kids that get together and share some kind of recreational drug. One or two of them is the enabler for the rest of them. Parents are enablers for kids having the opiate centers of the brain rewarded by sugar. Just because you love them, you want to give them what they want, you want to make them happy, but there's other ways to do that. And though sugar doesn't actually contain opiates, like heroin does, it affects us in much the same way because it makes us release our own endogenous opiates. And again, why would the brain do that? The brain does this to protect itself, to reward itself. Most of your brain's activities is completely subconscious. You're not even aware of what's going on. You know, you wake up in the morning, you got to go to the bathroom, you're going to go get your cup of coffee or breakfast, or you got to go get your shower or bath or whatever else to get ready to go to work or to take care of the children or to do your job, whatever. Without ever thinking about it, you just automatically do all these kinds of things. Well, below that, on a subconscious level, the brain is doing a lot of other things. And the number one thing it's doing is taking care of itself with what it has. And when we feed it certain kinds of chemicals, like what we find in sugar, it is going to reward itself to no end. Now, what do I mean by sugar? It comes in a lot of different names. Evaporated cane juice, corn syrup, corn sweeteners. This is what you'll read on the labels. High fructose corn syrup, crystalline fructose, fructose, sucrose, malt syrup, malt sugar, barley malt syrup, barley malt extract, maltose, maltodextrin, dextrose, maple syrup, brown rice syrup, beet juice, turbinado sugar, and of course you'll see coconut sugar and other kinds of things that actually may say cane or sugar, cane sugar. Interestingly enough, you can chew on a stalk of sugar cane that'll have very little effect on you because the sugar isn't all that concentrated, but that sugar cane is loaded with vitamins and minerals. But when you take that sugar cane and you smash it and you chew it up to get the sugary sap juice out of it, and then you process that into greater and greater levels of processing till you end up with this little white powder that will sit in a little jar on some tables where we spray it over our sugars, or I mean our cereals, or we mix it in whatever kind of foods we're making to sweeten it up. It's no longer full of vitamins and minerals. It's nothing but sugar itself, pure glucose, I'm trying to think of the proper name for that sugar. Sucrose, galactose, you end up with, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is it's sugar. And when it hits the bloodstream, you get the big insulin high, but also the sugar creates these endogenous opiates inside the brain that goes to the brain's pleasure center. And when the brain's pleasure center is activated by these chemicals, nothing else matters. Emotionally, things calm down. The stress levels start to dissipate because the pleasure centers of the brain are overriding the worry centers, the stress centers, the concern centers. And all the while, the negative effects of the sugar begin to build up inside the body. Now, I have patients who learn this stuff on their own. Some I have to teach. Some I send to ForbiddenDoctor.com. I have podcasts on the subject at ForbiddenDoctor.com. But a lot of them begin to realize it and learn it on themselves. Headaches will disappear. Joint pains begin to disappear. Skin problems begin to disappear. Memory problems begin to disappear as they start to get rid of the sugar. But there's still a little bit of a hankering in there, a little bit of a desire that they have to overcome. I have two supplements I want to recommend that I recommend to my patients all the time. I tell them, you can either start drinking a pint to 2 pints of homemade broth a day, which is terribly impractical for a lot of people, or you can chew up a product that's called CalciFood. It's made by Standard Process. You can get it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You just go to ForbiddenDoctor.com to shop. You can order it online. CalciFood wafers. This is essentially the essence of broth, bone broth, in a pill. Everything that goes into making bone broth is put into huge ball mills, the kind of ball mills they have in mining operations to crush up ore. All of this material is put into these ball mills, and it's ground up with wheat germ and a few other things to give it a solid nature, and then it's dried out and stamped into a pill. Anytime I start to get some real craving for sugar, and at 72, I'm not over my sugar cravings by any means, I'll chew up one or two of these, and the sugar desire begins to leave me. There's another one called Gymnema. Gym, just like you're going to the gym, G-Y-M-N-E-M-A. It's an herb that suppresses the desire for sugar. I tell some of my most sugar-addicted patients, carry two or three of these pills in your pocket. And when you start getting that craving, someone's brought donuts into the office or a cake or something else, and you know better than to take even a bite because it will just elicit greater sugar desire in your body, you just swallow one of these pills. And it seems to alleviate the desire to have more sugar in the system. Now, I don't have enough time in today's program, and maybe I can, in the next one, get into the relationship between sugar and Alzheimer's. Because the sugar industry is desperately trying to fight the research that is coming out to show that there is a definite relationship between excessive sugar intake and the presence of certain kinds of dementia and brain degeneration, especially associated with the beta amyloid plaque problems in the brain associated with Alzheimer's. But I won't have time to get into that program now. But these two products, CalciFood, which is essentially broth in a pill, and it's just like it sounds, spelled just like it sounds, C-A-L-C-I, CalciFood, because it's calcium-based, and Gymnema, G-Y-M, N-E-M-A, both available at ForbiddenDoctor.com under shop. And I'm telling you, when you start taking these things, now the wafers are rather big. You don't swallow these things. You chew them up. You can chew them by themselves, or you can chew them with a meal or whatever else. They're kind of bland tasting. Some people don't like the taste of it at all, and some people don't even notice it. To me, it's just there's a little sweetness to it. But it didn't come from sugar. It's part of the bone content that's in these products. But these things aren't just to help alleviate the desire for sugar. They rebuild joints. They rebuild ligaments. They rebuild muscles. They rebuild discs. They rebuild cartilage, because that's where the raw material comes from to produce this product. Now, you're not going to get away from sugar. And I'm not going to tell you can't have sugar. I mean, it'd be crazy to do something like that. I might as well tell you you can't breathe air anymore. But if you can start cutting back, because it has a very deleterious effect, especially upon the immune system, there's something that's called the phagocytic test, P-H-A, phago, C-Y-T-I-C, phagocytic test, that can test the strength and power of your immune system. And I've talked about this on the Good Day Health show before, but what they'll do is they'll take a sample of your blood, and they look at it under a microscope, and they introduce bacterial elements into that blood, and while they're watching in real time how fast your immune system responds to the presence of that germ or germs. Then they have you drink like 100 cc's of pure glucose, pure sugar solution, and they wait about a half an hour to 45 minutes. They take another sample of blood, and they introduce the same amount of blood, then they introduce the same bacteria, and they watch your immune system. And all of a sudden, it's a little bit sluggish. It doesn't respond as fast as it did the first time. And then they'll do another 100 cc's about an hour later, take another sample of blood, watch how your immune system responds to it. And after, when you get up to about 300 cc's of glucose, your immune system just sits there. the bacteria starts to multiply, but your immune system sits there and does nothing. I think this is one of the major reasons why we have cold and flu season, because of all the holiday celebrations. It starts with Halloween, then into Thanksgiving, then into Christmas, and then into Valentine's Day, and all the sugar we get during that period of time, we are much more prone to sickness and illness as a result. As I said, I have podcasts on this at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Lots of podcasts, as there are podcasts at GoodDayHealthShow.com, where Dr. Ken and myself discuss an awful lot of subjects that are available for you to listen to. Doug's going to be joining me here in a few minutes as we probably move on to another subject. But I just want you to remember Calcifood and Jim Nema at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm going to join Doug here in a few minutes. Don't go away.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. There's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin, who's here to talk about weight loss. What else would she talk about besides weight loss? Maybe she could talk about the moon. Right now, you've got a Labor Day sale going on.
This is the biggest sale we do all year. So if you've been listening, you've been thinking, hey, I'm waiting for a sale. I want to save some money, but I want to lose some weight. Right now is the time to do it. We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy three, get three, buy four, get four, buy five, get five, buy ten, get ten. Now, each bottle is a month's supply, so the each bottle is 30-day supply, and you are going to, it's like paying half price. I mean, it's going to get you through the end of this year where you're going to be looking better, feeling better for the holidays, losing this weight, where you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off the product. You know, this is not something you have to be on forever.
Calitrin is the product, and you go to toploss.com to get the deals. Use Doug as a discount code when you check out.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Team.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour, time for Good Day Health, continuing with our focus on Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has two very formidable websites, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Yep, he is the Forbidden Doctor. And then there's JackStockwell.com. He's a NUCCA chiropractor and also a GAPS practitioner. So the NUCCA stuff, you can proceed to figure that out at JackStockwell.com. And then the GAPS stuff is at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you get the Lee enzymes and that sort of thing. So every week we get together as part of his hour-long Good Day Health show, and he's brought to us by the secret to success in weight loss, Calitrin, which we'll talk about a little bit as we go through this portion of the program. There's a question that came from a listener that I thought I would ask you before we go into walking and stuff. The temperature of an air conditioner. What's the ideal room temperature? I suppose we could say this. I was in a hotel on Saturday night, and I always fiddle and fuss with the air conditioning because it never really works right. I always feel it's either too cold or too hot. But I guess I thought I would ask you, expert on all things regarding health, what's the right temperature to stay cool and be healthy? You got a thought on that?
Yeah, whatever. What I like personally is the temperature that a light cover over me when I'm sleeping, like a sheet.
Yeah.
If I need more than a sheet, it's too cold. And mm-hmm. if a sheet is too warm, then it's too warm. But when you go to hotels and places like this, all too often the thermostat is too near the air exhaust.
Yeah.
So one little corner is going to be cold and the rest of it is going to be too warm.
Yeah.
So you know, that one thing to watch out for. But again, it's whatever's comfortable. For me personally, I just like a light sheet over me when I sleep. That's the perfect temperature for me. A blanket is too, it's just too cold.
I have a sheet and this little flannel sheet that I put on top of it. That is what I consider to be the comfort
zone. That's perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, right. Every time you go to a hotel, a lot of people are doing it at home, they have these duvets, these heavy, heavy things. They're not good for you. They cause sweat, and in the sweat are germs and mites and molds and whatever else crawling around in your nose and your ears and your mouth while you're asleep. Yeah. How's that for a picture?
Parking lot and sleep in your car.
Right. All right. There's a new study that suggests that walking, this is duh, can help your heart. But, as always with Jack, there's always a but. So what's the but?
Well, it's in the journal Circulation. It's probably the most popular peer-reviewed peer-reviewed cardiac magazine from the American Heart Association is suggesting that a simple daily 20-minute walk will take the place of vigorous physical activity. I mean, there's things out there that say you need 150 to 300 minutes. I mean, 300 minutes is 5 hours of moderate intensive physical activity. Well, this study that was just recently published said, no. And I don't mean just a tiny little stroll. I mean a walk that where you don't lose your breath. If you lose your breath when you're walking too fast.
Really?
But you want to walk fast enough that you can that you're going to get some exercise. But
I thought that was called conditioning. That was called when you push yourself, whether it's in the gym or whether you're walking, whatever it is. What is it? No pain, no gain?
That's not true. That's an absolute false thing. And what the study is showing in the people that they studied, especially, it came out of the Medical University of South Carolina. And what they found is that just a 20-minute walk to the daily routine was just as effective for working with body weight, for blood pressure, for blood sugar levels, as very heavy, vigorous workout. And a lot of people simply won't do it because they don't want the heavy, vigorous workout. So what I do is my office is on the 6th floor of the office building where my clinic is. I walk up 5 flights from the 1st floor up to the 6th floor. When I get up there, I'm telling you, I'm out of breath, but I get my breath back pretty quick.
Yeah.
And my brain is energized, my muscles are energized.
Conditioning.
And I shoot through the morning. Yes.
Conditioning. Yeah. Yep. Also, a good way to you're going to finish the sentence.
Well, we just want to improve the risk factors for cardiovascular disease. The three major ones, body weight, blood pressure, blood sugar, and just 20-minute walk a day, not a stroll, a good, crisp walk. Is just as effective as very heavy, vigorous workout.
And it can. All right, so a good way to lose weight, too. Collagen, protein, the enzymes, digestive enzymes, very similar to Lee enzymes and aloe vera. Main ingredients of Calitrin, so it helps you lose the weight. Check it all out at toploss.com, if you please. Jack Stockwell here on the Good Day Health Program with his words of wisdom. And they are words of wisdom. 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.